Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen, and it's always good to, at least once a year, maybe even more often if there's stuff going on, but to bring somebody in from the Keweenaw Peninsula Chamber of Commerce, get an update on just sort of the business climate in the area, and also the things that the Chamber is doing because they remained very active and involved in things that are going on. Kind enough to join me this segment is Executive Director Cheryl Farner. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for having me here.
You're welcome. I've always been impressed with just the activity of the chamber itself, because we are a small area, mm-hmm. But you have a bunch of businesses that are always just putting extra out there and being involved.
Correct. We always have lots of businesses here that are involved, and we're thankful that many of them are chamber members.
Now, what are some of the things that the chamber does just sort of on a regular day-to-day business?
Mm-hmm. We're always here to try and help businesses be successful in the community. So anytime we can be helpful to businesses, we are. We do a lot of business referrals to people who make calls into our office asking about different services in our area. Many people who are just tourists in our community as well pick up information from our center. But we also offer people who are relocating in the area information on the community, give them the community guide, give them our in-business magazine that we put together for the chamber on the businesses and what's happening within the community. We put together a lot of different information for businesses. We have lunch and learn sessions for them and workshops that they can learn more things and take advantage of those opportunities. Have a lot of different speakers from the area, like the Small Business Development Center person, and we work with the Michigan State University Extension Office, as well as many of the different partners within our community to bring them the knowledge that they need and the information that they can use for their business.
Now, what scope as far as territory does the chamber cover?
Yes, we cover Houghton and Keweenaw counties, but we're also part of a regional chamber alliance that I had formed last year with the Regional Prosperity Initiative. We're partnering with many of the Western UP chambers and trying to network and organize some things that we can work on collaboratively together so that we can advance the Western UP and the whole UP.
A few years ago, I had the privilege of interviewing a couple of gentlemen from the chamber, and during that time, it was going through a transition. And I've kind of been paying attention to the progress that the chamber has made over the last three or four years, mm-hmm. and I've been impressed by it. The creation of the Keweenaw Chamber of Commerce website was just one big thing that kind of got things going. Mm-hmm. And also now you've come along and I'm taking it to the next step. So just talk about the progress that the chamber has made over the last couple of years.
Oh, sure. I came on board last July, mid-July. And since then, we have done a lot of different things, like added the Lunch and Learn series. We have also done the Regional Chamber Alliance that I had mentioned. I actually attended a Connecting Entrepreneurial Communities conference in East Tawas last October, and applied to have that conference here in the Houghton and Hancock area, and it actually was awarded to us in early February of this year. And so we formed a committee, a planning committee locally, and got a lot of community partners on board, and are working to plan that conference for our community, because we want to see engaged people who are practitioners across the UP who are looking to bring in new entrepreneurs into the community and foster that growth. And so hopefully this conference that will be here on October 7th and 8th will help advance that initiative for our area and across the UP and bring in people from not only Michigan but maybe Wisconsin and Minnesota as well to attend that event.
Now, if business owners want to sort of stay abreast of all things going on, like this conference coming up, what's the best way for them to do that?
Oh, sure. We have some information on our website, but also Michigan State University Extension, who is actually the entity that's really the behind the scenes for this whole conference. And we're just simply hosting it here and planning some of the speakers and the venues and so forth that go on here in this community. But it's really for our people in our community to take advantage of that, as well as others across the UP, like I said, and throughout the state, really. There are actually two conferences this year versus one. One's going to be in Sturgis, Michigan, which is on the very southern border of Michigan. And so they're going, they're saying coast to coast, basically, for Michigan. So we're excited to have this one for the first time in the UP.
Is one of the benchmarks that you measure just sort of the successes of the chamber is by how many businesses are actually involved?
You know, many benchmarks. We actually belong to the ACCE. It's an executive formation of chamber executives across America. And we have benchmarks that we're trying to match with other similar size chambers. And so that's one of the things that we've also done has been part of that network and plugging in our numbers and so forth to see where we are. And hopefully those will come out great because it's the first time we've actually participated in that. We've done a new strategic plan, got some more initiatives and benchmarks that we're trying to do as well. I had been an executive director of a business association before in Plover, Wisconsin. And so this is very familiar to me. You know, I was there for almost 7 years. We did a lot of economic development and community development in that community while I was there. Saw a lot of growth. But for the UP, I'm seeing something different. I just want communities really to interact together because there are so few communities in the UP. We just really need to act together. There's just not the population for us to be separate and thinking of ourselves. We need to think as a whole. And once we do that, we're going to see a lot of potential for our area.
So it's more of a quality over quantity approach.
Yes. Yes, it is.
And part of working with other organizations in the area, do you interact with a lot of them, the MTech Smart Zone, the DDA, other organizations?
Yes, we do. We have to. I mean, they have a lot of expertise that we need, and so no one can do it alone. As a matter of fact, with this leadership program, Marilyn Clark from the Smart Zone was the person who, you know, kind of, just kind of pushed me along to say, you know, we really need this leadership program. And so she's willing to fund some of it as well. And so I told her about the leadership program that I had gone through in Portage County in central Wisconsin. And so much of this is based on that particular program. I learned a lot. I know that a lot of people can learn a great deal about their own leadership styles along with other people's leadership styles so they can get along and work better. And then step up and take on active roles in the community. You know, so many times you see organizations that have the same people that step forward and they're always looking for someone new to step in and take over the reins. And so this is going to help encourage people to take up that cause, take up that initiative, and really be engaged in a community. The nonprofits, you know, that really help our community along, you know, there are so many. And so many of them are always looking for new blood and new people to step forward and help grow the community. And I really see that as a need.
Now, I opened a small business in 2013. It's now dormant, but that's certainly was not because of lack of support from the business community here. There are a lot of places for a small business to get support, to get help, to get advice, to get networking. Mm-hmm. And I don't believe you're going to find that in all areas. I came from downstate, a metro community outside of Detroit. And I know full well, had I tried to start this business down there, I wouldn't have gotten any help at all. It would have been rather insignificant. But here, through organizations like the Chamber of Commerce and the MTech Smart Zone, there was quite a bit of help for somebody that was starting out that didn't really know all of the reins, and so to speak, to get a business off the ground. And that support network was there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad to hear that you did have that support, because that is essential in any community, and especially one like one in the UP. You have to have that networking ability. Like I said, there are so few people up in the UP. I mean, you could take all of us together, we wouldn't come up with probably one of those metro areas in lower Michigan. And so you think of us as one giant community. You know, we're spread out across many, many miles, many hours. And it takes a lot of people to really make a business successful. And these organizations like the Chamber, like the Smart Zone, like you were saying, there are many in this community. And we're really, truly rich in those assets. And I think that, you know, once we can get other things working, more people networking, more people involved in the business community, and more people engaged in our area, we're going to see a lot more success for everyone.
One of the great events that the Chamber does put on, which I have been to myself, it's was really helpful. Great network opportunity was the Eggs and Issues, which is taking place this Thursday. It starts at what time? 7 o'clock or 7:30?
7:30.
And by the time this program airs, the Eggs and Issues would have been over. But you have those every month.
Yeah.
And they're always have a great informative speaker with a relevant topic, and it's a great breakfast. And even if you're not part of the chamber, you can still attend. It's a nominal fee. It's only $10, mm-hmm. and you can go and take part in this and take advantage of the networking opportunity. Of course, if you want to go to a few, it's worth your money to join the chamber, because then you get to go to the Eggs and Issues for free. Mm-hmm. And at Thursday's presentation, you'll be talking about that's coming up.
I'll be talking about the leadership program, actually, and we're really excited to be kicking that off and getting that going. You know, we have so many different things happening with the chamber. We're hoping to start this. We were hoping to start this fall. I'm not sure if I have to push it off until spring, but we are really actively engaged in making this happen. Since we actually started the program, we've now working on the Connecting Entrepreneurial Communities Conference. We're changing the chamber over to Chamber Master software, which is specific for the chamber, and we're also going to be redoing our great website and actually adding a lot of features, because it's going to be built into that Chamber Master function. So you're going to see a lot of different things and opportunities for businesses to take advantage of that website. It's going to be quite a useful tool to many of our members.
So what are you going to present on Thursday? What will people hear?
Well, we're going to be talking about the leadership program, and really, we haven't quite named it officially, but Leadership Keweenaw is really the ideal program for preparing our leaders of tomorrow. During the program, participants will get in-depth views of community issues. They'll develop leadership skills, necessary to take on some leadership roles, and they're going to be exposed to community involvement opportunities. And we want people to really walk away with some skills in leadership. It provides participants with the opportunity to meet and discuss issues with, key community leaders. Participants study the qualities that make an effective leader. They'll analyze individual leadership roles and develop personal leadership styles and skills. And then they're challenged to apply their talents by joining professional associations, civic clubs, public boards and commissions, and all of those entities that we had talked about that really need leadership. There are so many people who are, at an age where they're like, I'd love to retire someday, but I have all these obligations and these committees that I belong to, and how will they make it without other people stepping up? And we want people to step up. We want people to be able to take on those leadership roles. And so, I have a quote from John Quincy Adams that I kind of like for the leadership program. It says, if your actions inspire others to dream more, learn more, do more, and become more, you are a leader. And so I want people to think about, how can they become that leader? If you're able to do that on your own, that's great. But, if you want to be able to take on more, then you should be in a leadership program like this. And, we're hoping that many of the employers that are in this community really look at their potential for future leaders within their company and really want to have some people step forward in the community as well as their own organization, and maybe send one or two of those employees through this program each and every year, because it really is for them and their community that they're making this happen.
Yeah, so it sounds like it'd be a benefit to their employees, and it can only help the company.
Exactly.
Now, is there a cost for attending this?
Yes, there will be a cost for this. We haven't quite established it. We'll have to see where our funding is at for, people to be able to support and partner with us, just like the Smart Zone has already committed dollars. We're hoping others in the community will, so we can hire someone that will take on this leadership program and be the qualified person to take on and really engage those future leaders.
Okay, so right now when you go on Thursday, you're kind of looking to get people on board with the idea.
Correct.
Slide that over to you a little bit. And so what would be the next step after this Eggs and Issues?
Well, we're really looking at putting together the programs that we're going to be offering. It is several sessions. It's once a month. It's a full day. We are starting with an opening retreat. We're going to have to identify the different programs that we're going to be offering at each month. Many of them are already part of another program, so we're thinking about business and industry and technology as one of the themes. It'll be corporate stewardship that we'll be addressing, and in the, maybe the leadership skills will be creative thinking and problem solving. And there are others like government and community where the theme will be effective leadership in local and state government, and the leadership skill you might learn is delegation. Many of the different programs, there's a legal system where you're focusing on, of course, the legal system in our area, issues by law enforcement and the legal system, and the skill you'll walk away with maybe is consensus building and decision making. And so many of the different things that you touch on each month will have something in the community that you're touching upon. You're bringing in those people who deal with it every day. As part of our leaders and our speakers, you'll have a facilitator from the community who will also talk about the programs that they offer in the community and what they hope to accomplish, and then give the opportunity for those people in the leadership program to step up and be part of something that they feel so strong about that they really want to get involved and engaged in the community.
Well, it sounds like a very useful program, a good program to be a part of, whether you're looking to advance in business or if you want to be able to help out in the community, too, because a lot of our community, even volunteer positions, that need good leaders to be able to step in and move the community forward.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
So many of these are involved in different things for the programs on a monthly basis. But one of the projects from the class is that they ask for groups to submit a project that they would like the class to participate on. And so many of the class participants will separate into smaller groups and take on a project that they really feel that they would love to address for that organization. And so that'll be a great way for them to partner with different organizations in the community, get involved, and then hopefully be part of that organization as they move forward.
Now, are you designing this yourself?
No, actually, like I said, I had actually participated in this particular leadership program in Portage County. I'm working with, Judy Rano, who was the leadership program facilitator at the time. She's back in that role. She had moved away. She moved back. I gave her a call. I said, hey, Judy, I'm starting a leadership program up here in the UP, and as a past alumni, I'd love a little help. And she said, we'd be happy to help you. And so they've been conversing with me and have been very supportive and sent me some program materials. I have an actual binder still from when I attended the program, so I have a lot of the materials already. And like I said, we'd love to hire someone who's qualified in teaching some leadership skills and training. There are several, obviously, with Michigan State, with Michigan Tech University, and with Michigan State University's extension person also involved in the area. We have a lot of people who can facilitate some of the ideas and things that we should put together for a great program. But actually hiring someone in this role, whether it be part-time or full-time, we haven't quite decided, but that would be the next step.
Right. The reason why I asked if you designed it, because I see all this handwritten notes all over here, and I thought, it looks like you were kind of developing as you go here.
I kill a few trees probably every week. I'm constantly out searching different things, printing different things, and making notes all the time for different things that we can utilize here for the chamber. So this is one of many ideas and thoughts, but this one's getting off the ground. Yes. Right.
Of course, the chamber does a lot of business support things, but you're also very involved in the community. And you mentioned tourists that ask about different. They have questions of different things for the community, and also maybe people who are looking to move into this community. That the chamber would be one of those places they contact to find out more.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, we see a lot of different people, from tourists to business people to just people looking to find information on our community all the time.
And I'm sure all of our residents are familiar with the visitor center that's there as you come into Houghton. And the chamber runs that, correct?
Yes, we do. And as you were saying, residents do come in, and they pick up materials for all the friends and family that are coming to visit them from other places, and they always want people to have those brochures from different, you know, attractions and different businesses that they would love for them to see while they're here. And so oftentimes they'll pick up those materials. And we work with the Convention and Visitors Bureau up in Calumet as well, who provide the adventure guide for our area. And so that's a nice piece that we hand out, you know, many times a day, dozens of times a day. And we're working with them constantly. We're actually working on a joint piece right now. It's a chamber and a CVB. It's a little bit bigger than a business card. Has their information on one side and our information on the other side, because we actually both have 24-hour information entryways that are open all day long, you know, 7 days a week, and people can pick up materials from either location. And theirs is really addressed to tourism-based businesses for the Convention and Visitors Bureau, and then also, as the name says, conventions, bringing potential conventions or business to our area as far as tourism goes. For the chamber, we're interested in supporting businesses in the area. And, you know, how is our customer service to those tourists and people coming to our community? How are our businesses doing? And so we'd like to hear from those people who are visiting our community, and what can we do better? And so we make notes of those, and we try to improve upon them.
And it's a great thing to have, because if the Copper Country was a Monopoly board game, the visitor center would be go. It'd be a great place to start, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we live in a time, I don't remember the last time I cracked open a Yellow Pages, but it used to be, you know, you had to have your business listed somewhere for anybody to know about it. Mm-hmm. Well, now being involved in the chamber is one way to gain visibility so people know that you're there and what you're offering.
Oh, absolutely. You know, a lot of people go to their computers and they'll Google the community or a business, and it'll often pop up with the chamber's website and information, and they'll be listed right there. And so they're getting those hits from our website, because, you know, chambers are always getting that information out to communities. It just, you know, we fall a little higher up in the rankings when you Google something, I guess, and or at least we hope we do. And with our new Chamber Master software program that we're getting for the chamber, we'll have enhanced listings and abilities for businesses to put all their business information out there, maybe some pictures and video clips and all of their links to their website and a whole bunch of host of information on their business, that even if some of these businesses, which may be smaller, many of them are smaller, will be able to have that visibility, even though they may not have the time or the ability or expertise to create their own website. You know, even if they had a Facebook page, it could link to the Facebook page or some other social media. And so we hope that these opportunities will really enhance the small businesses in our community.
And how does the business become part of the chamber?
Well, sure, we have a membership packet and information. We can either email it or mail it to them. They can simply call. We'll give them all the information. They can stop by. They can pick up the information. And there are different levels of opportunities to support the chamber. We like to have a tiered structure so that if you feel that you can support us even more, then thankfully we have those that do. And you can step up and be whatever level that is for you, but we do have some minimums for some people that are at certain employee levels, and so we are happy to share that information with everyone.
And your dues, or, you know, for lack of a better term, what you pay to be membership there, mm-hmm. That money then gets, you know, used right here in the community to support the business and to support the business climate in the community.
Well, absolutely. All of our programs, some of those Eggs and Issues programs that are free, you know, obviously we have to pay for the breakfast and so forth, and so the cost goes for that. We put together an in-business magazine. Fortunately, we work with the Daily Mining Gazette on that particular piece, but, you know, all of our time and efforts within our office, and then the staff and the volunteers, of course, we couldn't survive without our volunteer members who step forward on our committees and to be part of our board of directors. They really guide the direction of the chamber. It really is an organization of business people who want to see the business community thrive and really be successful. And that really is the purpose of a chamber. You know, I'm just working for all of our business members. I'm here to just make sure that we're facilitating everything that the board of directors sees our organization doing and really would like to have it involved in. And so if you don't like the direction of the chamber, then run for the board, I guess, is really how it goes. Yeah.
My guest this segment has been Cheryl Farner. She's the Executive Director of the Keweenaw Peninsula Chamber of Commerce. Cheryl, thank you for coming on the program.
Thank you for having me.
Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.